Welcome back to Gavin with the Gals. My name is Lily Persifield, and I'm here with Olivia Rose McCain. Campbell Duffy.
As written.
Lisan Al-Ghaib.
Lisan Al-Ghaib.
And we are here to do a qua for you.
Qua.
You asked us qua, and we're going to give you us.
You really edged me on the qua.
Qua.
Did you like
it? Oh my God. That is for the $25 tier, the sound that Campbell just made.
Yeah, $25 tier, we make kind of like vaguely sexual sounds for you.
And if you really are into that, we'll make a $50 tier. Yeah. No, $100 tier.
Dream bigger.
$5,000 tier.
I think that's too big.
$5,000, we have to send nudes.
I feel like at like $1,000, you have to send nudes.
$1,000? $1,000, you get tits.
Hey.
Yeah, as soon as it's like rent money, yeah. Like, yeah.
No hole until I see $5,000.
Yeah, exactly. It's like hole is kind of a different story.
Here's the thing. If you wanted one nude from me quarterly, $100 a month, I'd do it for.
Really?
Well, because like it's $400 I send one.
I would mail a Polaroid.
Anyway, if you're into that, let us know.
Anyway, I don't.
That's
think
probably
anyone,
not what you're
I don't
here
think
for.
Anyone is going to be interested in that. So, not that I wouldn't be.
Okay, then we can just send each other Polaroids.
Olivia and I showered together last weekend.
Twice.
Yeah, flex.
Campbell
brag.
Wouldn't come with us.
Yeah, Campbell. Okay, wait. Yeah, just
I
to
saw
clarify,
a lot of Olivia
was,
at some point.
Campbell was invited. It wasn't like, oh, Campbell, yeah. You can't come.
But it's just a personal we have.
I didn't want to shower
that
with
we
them.
We respect it.
And let's boil it down to, I think it's because Lily and I have siblings. So like, if we're like, let's hop in the shower together, we're like, whatever, fuck it. And Campbell didn't. So I realized that there's like a weird disconnect where I'm like, I actually, any gender, as long as you're not weird, if I had to shower with you, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, fuck it, let's get in there.
I didn't shower with my boyfriend until like 2 months in. I was like,
I don't know. I feel like there's no like expected amount of time for something like that.
Yeah.
There's no like weird amount of time.
I was just saying that's where our difference, I think it's the sibling thing. Cause I mean, I'm assuming you were thrown in the baths and showers with your siblings all the time.
We were swimming around in there.
Yeah.
We didn't care.
Oh, now to this day, my sister will like pull back the shower curtain and be like, what the fuck are you doing tonight? What are we getting up to? And I'm like, I'm naked right now and I'm 24 years old.
That's the vibe that Olivia and I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Claire Mander says, Claremander, this is for you. Claremander says, if you could have any guest alive or dead on as a guest, who would it be and why?
Oh my God.
This is a great question. Lots of pressure. Well, first of all, Emily Axford, let me just be the first to say.
Yeah.
She's alive, thank God. Hopefully she's immortal. And
so good.
She's my dream. She's my dream guest. I really want to play D&D with her one day. And I love her. Now, but I kind of want to choose a dead one, so let me think.
Gary Gygax, get her on.
Do you think he'd like us?
Is he dead or alive?
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd like us?
We resurrect him and just like torture him.
Oh.
He's like rolling in his grave.
Yeah.
Like what addition?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean like we actively torture him. I just mean like we play in front of him and that's the torture.
I'm trying to.
That's what I meant.
Like, I wonder like up to what edition he was alive for and then like he had a hand in. I assume 5e he was.
Yeah,
dead.
I think he was dead by then. I know his sons are still around, and they're pretty active in, like, the D&D community.
If you're Gary Gygax's sons, I don't know anything. I have no opinion of them. I don't know what they're like.
I think, because third edition existed for a really long time.
But then there's also 3.5, which is, like, the more accepted than, like, people usually don't play third, they play 3.5.
Oh, okay.
And then I think there is a fourth edition, but, like, nobody plays it. And then there's fifth edition.
Yeah.
Let's see. He died in 2008.
Oh, wow. Is there like an
edition? Oh, he founded Gen Con. I didn't know that.
I knew that.
I think that he would love to see a bunch of women playing D&D and not following the rules.
Playing fast and loose with
playing,
the world that he created.
Rule of cool.
We got Rocky Talkies.
Okay, it looks like the last thing he was involved in was Castles and Crusades role-playing game, which was a hybrid between third edition of D&D and original version of the game Castles and Crusades conceived by Gygax. So he was not around for fifth.
Okay.
So maybe he'd hate it. Maybe
it's
against
his belief. Like fifth at all.
I mean, a lot of people hate fifth for
it's true.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Who's your live guest?
I mean, anybody from Dropout, honestly, but I kind of want to choose, like...
You gotta have a favorite. Like, you can't have, like, I love them all equally.
No, not that I love them all equally. I am not I haven't watched that much Dimension 20, so I can't say like which of the players I would really like want to like, I would like to have any of them as a guest. Oh my God.
All of you are welcome.
All of you are welcome at our table literally anytime. I'll drop anything for you. But I want, oh, what's his name?
Lewis.
Oh my God.
No.
Jacob Wysocki.
Jacob Wysocki.
That was going to be my answer.
Jacob Wysocki, if you want to play D&D with us, please, for the love of God.
You would be great at it.
I would love to be you. He would be
Jacob Wysocki and Jared in the same room?
Oh!
Jacob Wysocki, I actually want to improv on stage next to you.
Yes, seriously.
Seriously. And then also Vic Michaelis.
Yes.
Vic.
Vic is such a little... like so mischievous and like a little evil.
Join our improv troupe.
Please, God. Yeah.
I was going to say Ali Beardsley. I think their really vibe. Or I also really love Oscar Montoya.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think they're so joyful, but like also kind of that mischievous, but they're a really smart player from
Fae and Flowers.
Yeah. Sorry. I was going to say A Court of Thorns and Roses. Not the same thing.
Okay.
But I feel like I should pick like a non-like,
plus, now all the Dimension 20 people listening to this are going to be like, oh, they said so many people, but they didn't say me. We love you all equally.
Hey, if we didn't say you, get in the comments and maybe we'll invite you on.
Email us and we'll do anything for you.
No. Oh. We'll think about it.
Ooh. Yeah, who else? Who outside the realm of like D&D or like the things that we like?
Who does actual play?
Dolly Parton.
That's good.
Choice. Oh my
that's
God, really wouldn't good. That be fun?
Yes. No, that's really good.
She would be so good at it, actually.
I think
she would
play
a little bard and she would like improvise a song.
Yes.
Oh,
so have good. A ball of a time.
Yeah.
That would be good.
God, who else would I want to play? I would say like Taylor Swift, but like I feel like that's such an obvious answer. And also, I don't know if she would, I don't think she would like D&D.
I don't know. She has such like a whimsical vibe. Like Evermore,
yeah,
I feel like
would.
I was like, oh, you obviously like fantasy, right? Like,
yeah.
But
also,
I'm
very staunch and like, I don't think I ever need to meet Taylor Swift.
I don't think you should.
Like,
she needs to remain like a goddess in your mind.
Exactly. And that's what she is. That's what she is.
That's right there.
Pedro Pascal!
Oh!
He would be a great D&D player.
I feel like he wouldn't like all the rules.
We don't like the rules either.
Neither do we. Oh, that would be good. That would be fun.
So are we just choosing hot people now?
No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of celebrities that I like who I think would be great D&D players.
No, we're just choosing people who'd be like, I want
Adam Driver.
I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to choose like Thomas Jefferson.
I knew you were going to say a founding father.
Kill him.
So I could kill him?
Yeah, I hate him so much. So anytime there's a question of like, oh, if you could like have dinner with someone dead or alive, I would be like, oh, I resurrect Thomas Jefferson, like just so I can kill him. And then I'll eat dinner
by
myself.
That's good. Adam Driver.
I want to show him the Miku binder, Thomas Jefferson, and then kill him.
This is your legacy.
Anyway, big Thomas Jefferson hater over here.
Campbell's really trying to bring a lot of men on the podcast.
My bad.
You brought a man,
what
too.
What happened to the Goblins? Who what man?
Christian Stewart.
Thomas Jefferson.
That wasn't a real answer.
Men are allowed here.
Yeah, Christian Stewart.
Ooh.
Yeah. You can come promote your new film, which I haven't
seen. It's already out.
I know.
So the promotion is done. It looks hot.
It looks so good. Yeah.
I had to look at a lot of videos of it.
Oh, that's really hard for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow, you're tough. So brave.
Personally, I think Timothy Chalamet would be fun just because I think we could shit on him the whole time.
What? No, you're just saying that because he was just in Dune. We should not have Timothy Chalamet. Mm.
It would be funny to shit on Timothy Chalamet for a whole... I think people would like that. People really love to hate him, so I feel like we could capitalize on
it. Who's a more niche celebrity? That's like an actual answer. Oh, should we say the one that we actually like...
Like
to have on the pod?
Yeah.
Brittany Broski.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my God.
That's like an actual, like somewhat attainable, but like somebody would actually pitch. I'm not writing an email to Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I could email Brittany tomorrow. Why don't you just call Brittany up?
What would happen if you just called Brittany up?
Hey, so Brittany, if you're watching this on the page, welcome to the Patreon, first of all.
Brittany, we are huge, huge fans. We would love to have you on the pod. You would be so good at D&D. Oh, fuck. I know. I have one.
What?
Tolkien.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Dude, he would, I don't know if he would, not like our style. He would not.
No.
He would not like our style. He'd and that's like, yeah. The way you feel about Taylor Swift is how I feel about Tolkien. It's like, we need to not meet. We need to not meet. But it's like, our relationship right now is just how it should be.
Yeah. him dead. Dead. You're appreciating him alive.
Me, yeah, yeah. Like him not knowing. He doesn't need to. I do wish that I could show him the movies and then be like, yeah, behind the scenes of these, everybody kissed. So how do you feel about that? I think about that a lot. Mm-hmm. Clamander says, also strawberry pizza? ? It's to celebrate the cherry blossom festival. Sound good or gross?
A few things. I would love to join you at this cherry blossom festival. Yeah. That sounds amazing. Second, yeah, I imagine it like, you guys know the Double Dave's dessert pizza?
That's what I was gonna say.
I was like, oh, if it's just a strawberry dessert pizza, like I'm thinking a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of sugar like strawberry.
Hear me out. Tomato sauce. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Mozzarella. Basil, strawberries, balsamic glaze.
I think sub out your mozzarella for a feta.
Okay, I like that.
I think if we could have some prosciutto on there too, I could get behind it.
Yeah. I think like a feta, prosciutto, strawberry with a balsamic glaze. Yeah. Totally doable.
I love pineapple on pizza. I love fruit on pizza.
Yeah.
So I think that this is good. And when people are like, pineapple doesn't go on pizza, it's a fruit. It's like, what about the tomato sauce?
Yeah, no, I'm like a berry on a pizza, if with the right combo, I'm down. Yeah. Like a pizza is just a vehicle.
Have Roma tomatoes on there with the strawberries.
Yeah, but I was thinking like a strawberry dessert pizza would also be really good. So like, I'm not opposed. I'll try it. Yeah. Claremander.
A little powdered sugar icing like on there. Ooh.
Claremander, when are we going? Could you let us know when the festival is?
Tell us where you live.
We'll be there.
Yajirobe or Yajirobe.
Please educate us. Yajirobe. And if you've already done it once, forgive us. I don't think you have.
If in the chat, you could write that out phonetically.
Yes, please.
But we are sorry if we butchered it.
You can draw on quarter Jared for that.
Yeah. Not us.
You can let Jared know. What flavors of Baja Blast do you think each character is?
Okay.
I think Beans is Mountain Dew Code Red.
Obviously.
I just want to see all the flavors in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get all the flavors.
Did they say Mountain Dew or Baja Blast specifically?
They said Baja Blast, but let's use our powerful imaginations to conceptualize a Baja Blast that has been brewed with Mountain Dew Code Red.
Okay, well, let me read. There's a lot of just
Blast.
Is that
Baja Blast wiki?
Yeah. A MountainDew.fandom.com.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Oh, Colt runs this page, actually.
So we have a Baja Blast Freeze. So this is freeze variants. Baja Blast Twisted Freeze. Baja Blast Birthday Freeze. Baja Blast Cherry Smash Freeze. Baja Blast Colada Freeze. I think the Cherry Smash sounds. Mm-hmm. We also have Diet Baja Blast. Baja Blast Non-Alcoholic Bubbly.
Non-alcoholic?
Baja Blast Zero Sugar, so they have an alcoholic one, is what you're telling me. Sangrita Blast.
Oh.
Baja Flash. Baja Punch.
Baja Flash.
Baja Flash.
Baja Mango Gem. Baja Gold. Baja Caribbean Splash. Baja Passion Fruit Punch. Baja Laguna Lemonade. These sound great. Baja Point Break Punch. Hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
I'm Point Break Punch.
I like that. And Mountain Dew Energy Baja. Parentheses Baja Blast. So there's Hard Mountain Dew Baja
the energy
Blast.
One.
I also think I'm the energy.
That's crazy. There's
so many flavors.
You can get alcoholic Baja Blast.
I want alcoholic Baja Blast in my mouth right now.
I bet it's bad.
You don't
bad
get a Baja Blast and then put tequila in it?
I've done that before, but I would love to try the actual manufactured alcohol one.
Okay, yeah. Sawyer is energy Baja Blast.
Baja Laguna Lemonade sounds good.
Yeah, who's that? Who's Laguna?
Baja Gold.
Baja Gold sounds fun.
Robini is Baja Gold.
Yeah.
No, Cracker is Baja Gold.
Yeah.
Baja Gold is pineapple flavored.
I bet it looks like pee when you look at it.
What is Laguna Lemonade? Mango Lemonade.
Who's Laguna Lemonade?
Who's Laguna Lemonade?
Big P.
Oh, yeah.
No, Big P is like the Caribbean. What like,
we say, I was the, I think Beans is the Baja Blast Cherry Smash Fruits.
Yeah,
I guess so. If there's no Code Red.
Oh.
What's the Baja Flash?
Oh, Baja Flash. Baja Flash is inspired by popular pineapple coconut drink, Pina Colada.
Ooh.
I can see that.
Ooh. Oh, Baja Punch is a tropical flavor with notes of cherry and orange. I just like orange. Mm. That will be cherry.
Wow. Yeah, that's cherry. Yeah.
Okay, let's Baja do one Punch. Where we find every Baja Blast.
This is
and taste them.
We get on eBay.
Like, we were going to do a tarot card thing of like, you know what I mean? Like Sawyer's the Fool card, whatever. This is so much better. This tells you so much more about the character.
Hey, just so you know, unless you vehemently say do not do that, we will start doing taste tests of things. I have my eyes on jelly beans. Mm-hmm. Now we got Baja Blast on the mix.
I want a jelly bean that tastes
could
like
be fun.
Grass.
They make those. They're pretty good, actually.
I want a jelly bean that tastes like soap.
They make those.
Put it in my mouth. Part two. Question two. What parts of your IRL friendship do you think is reflected the most in your D&D play?
This is a great question.
This is a great question.
In real life, Lily and Olivia are also the two leading the charge. While I bring up the rear. So like they're like as much as they are like talking in real life and I jump in, that's like also true.
The amount that we talk over Campbell and interrupt each other, yes. That's very real.
That's yes. Real. Hmm. The part where like Olivia and I kind of like you know like dogs like
yeah.
That's real. Yeah,
that's real. Real. We're mortal enemies.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like a lot of our characters like are reflective.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's they're so
like Sawyer's pretty like she's so enthusiastic. She's like similar to my personality.
The like antics that our characters get up to, like this crazy like when it was like, let's break into Lord Arathis's bedroom. Yeah. Like that is something like we wouldn't break into somebody's bedroom, but that's like the level of like we shit would. That we're doing in real yeah. life. When you put us in the woods and in a campground,
let's
we
go
like
find the shenanigans.
Yeah, like we're gonna get up some business. Yeah. We're gonna roast bread on a stick for some reason.
Oh my God, Jared's bread.
We're
Jared's
really roasting weenies, IRL.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually roast weenies. And Olivia and I actually hit each other with swords all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, like, I guess our characters aren't doing. We're hitting other people.
Yeah, I think Lily and I hit each other in real life way more than our characters hit each other.
I'm, like, covered in bruises right now.
And we would hit Campbell.
No, in the yeah, sense, exactly.
In the sense that, like, somebody in the Discord said this the other day. It's like, I love how goofy and funny you are. And then as soon as, like combat happens, mm-hmm. we become really intimidating. I think that's real.
Actually real.
That's real. Like, we're really goofy, funny people, but as evidenced by a lot of things that have happened recently, we become really, we switch quick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we can get serious fast, if you would believe it.
We are.
And we're all like, we're very.
Oh, yeah. If something like we've had a lot of creepy men instances putting their hands on us or like anything in that sense, like the way that we will like
close rank,
like close formation and everybody has a the like phalanx. Separate like a separate job that they are doing, like I most recently there was a weird creepy man eating a turkey leg that was like just hanging out too close, that was like you're gonna cause problems. My job was like eyes on you, I'm not breaking eye contact, and I will be the first point of contact to try to get you out of here, and the rest like I could tell had their own missions behind me, but we create a formation very quickly.
My job was get a 6-foot-tall man into this mix.
That's true. So yeah, some people have the job of find a man, find a security guard.
Yeah.
Some people have the job to yell, and often, hey, we're swapping through these roles very quickly.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes there's no 6-foot-tall man, and you have to become that 6-foot-tall man, which I have done. But there was one that we were friends with close at this specific instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes, hey, listen to me when I say this. Sometimes you have to be that 6-foot-tall man for yourself, and if you dig deep, you will find him in there. Okay. Don't let him get you down.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Hey, just ride the line between I'm going to stand up for myself and I don't want an assault charge, and you usually end up really fine. I feel like I'm the one who keeps us from getting like actual charges.
You can get away with a shove a lot more than you can get away with a punch.
No matter how much. Listen, I think we could all punch somebody and do some damage, but you can't in the laws of our land currently.
But if someone is close to you and they're touching you and you don't like it, push them as hard as you can.
Yell
and yell
or say yell. no or like bark, like if you can't get words out, like I'm like literally like make noises,
make it obvious to the crowd around you that this guy is a fucking asshole.
Anyway, glad this question but this question the other came. Part of us that I think,
and if you are a minor, are any minors listening to this, tell someone probably. You trust and if you're not a minor, also tell someone you trust.
Hey, if it felt uncomfortable, you should tell people.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. What was this question about?
That's what I was going to get back to. Well, it's about like us this in question? Real life at the D&D table. So
I thought we were still in the Baja Blast. I was like, how did we get here?
I wouldn't be surprised. But the other thing, which is I think why a lot of people like the show is we do, like, if you meet us and you're not being outwardly creepy, we are very welcoming and are like, the amount of times that we don't get somebody's name, but we're like, oh my God, get in here. And we're like having full conversations. And then we're like, what's your name by the, like we're just very easy to pull somebody in as long as you're not a fucking creep.
Yeah. The group is so open if you're not a creep. Yeah. We're very protective of each other in real life. And we're very protective of each other in our character.
Yeah. And we're also enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Do we mention that? Yeah. That's the main difference. Our characters are friends and we're enemies.
Yeah.
Crow.
I heart you,
oh,
Crow.
Oh, I just elbowed. I keep elbowing the thing. Also, if y'all see brown stuff on my hands.
She shit herself.
No, it's wood stain.
She pooped in her hand.
She pooped in her hand. She pooped in her hand and spread it down her arm. Ugh.
No, I didn't. I was staining
She's
wood.
Hiding it.
Okay. She's hiding the shit on her arm.
Crow says, what are you most surprised about compared to when you started? What are the next big goalposts for the gals?
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I was like, oh, it's never going to happen. Wouldn't it be so cool? Is like fan art.
Yeah.
It's not like a crazy thing to achieve, but like people enjoying your characters and like wanting to draw fan art of them. But it was always just like, wow, that's never gonna happen. But now you guys draw such cool shit and put it in our Discord.
It's like always a surprise and like always like, oh yeah, my God, like it never gets old.
Yeah.
I would say mine is like just kind of how big we've grown in like a little over a year.
Yeah.
I just always assumed like we work very hard. So in my head, I was like, obviously we will get somewhere that we want to be, but you never know. There's like a million podcasts out there. So like, you just don't know. But in my head, I was like, oh, this is going to be like a 4 to 5 year thing. Like Patreon in a year is like fell out of the question because we wanted to do everything right and wanted to make sure you guys had like content that you were willing to pay for. Like we didn't want to jump into it. We're very protective of like, we want to make sure you guys are getting enough out of this and making it accessible, right? Like at the end of the day, it's like, we want the bulk of our stuff to be free to anybody.
Yeah.
So the fact that like within a year we were able to, holy shit. Like if I say it out loud, it's like have a Patreon that has at the recording of this video, 50 people, I'm assuming it'll have more, a candle that's
yeah, it's burning right here.
Like a candle. What, we have tote bags. We've done merch. We have stickers. Like
we have the posters.
Posters that you guys haven't seen yet anywhere. We should probably post that sometime. Like all of these things I didn't think would be possible in a year based on like the standards I would have for when we would do them.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool. Like how quick we've been able to grow. And I think like our gung-ho-ness of like this, we've grown so fast. Now it's like, we need to harness that and like keep going. Like we're not just like satisfied with like, great, we're cool where we're at. Like we really want to like reach more people because I think you guys have like let us know how like cool and fun, and a lot of people started playing their first D&D games because of this show. So like
that's always so good to hear. Like that's, oh, I started playing D&D.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this gave me a cool idea for my character. I'm like, yes.
And that was the goal. So it's like, wow, we just need to get more people so more people can have that fun first experience.
Yeah.
What about for you?
Of course, everything y'all said, but also like going, like getting more like boots on the ground. Like I want to go to cons like in this, like in the upcoming like 365 days, I want to go to cons and start meeting people, hopefully get out to LA and meet some of our friends that we've made through like the community and through the network there, stuff like that. So I would say like big goalposts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's there. And then also just to like keep making cool stuff for y'all. We've got ideas for like new sticker designs, t-shirt designs, like stuff like that. That's exciting. But also just to like keep like just to keep making fun episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
you
like
guys,
that's is what is at the heart of it. And so like that's what I'm most excited to keep doing.
I think you guys are probably right in the thick of like episode 30 just released. Well, 29 was like, I feel like the start of like, things are getting crazy. The next like 4 episodes, like up to like 33, are like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So I think you guys are in the thick of like some of our like best, like most intense episodes.
Yeah.
And like, I can't wait to keep doing that. Yeah. Like you said, it's like, so it's so fun to do those. And like, we record them so far in advance that it's hard. It's like, it's fun when you guys get in the Discord and start talking about it and freaking out, because for us, it's like, we're freaking out about like 4 episodes down the road and we like can't tell you guys.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, if they only knew. And then I would also say like, Campbell and I started taking improv classes. I don't know why. Campbell and I have an exciting announcement for you. Campbell and I started taking improv improv classes. Oh my God. And Olivia and Jared have been doing like the same, like the same place.
Oh yeah, like the same like school. Like it's an improv school, theater in town.
That sounds weird. The same theater, basically.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a little bit longer. We just started. But like, I just feel like over the course of 30 episodes, you can like really see our like gameplay and like role play skills get so much better and sharper. And so like, I'm really excited to like keep getting better in that regard. Same. Over the course of the next year, like I'm actually taking classes like to get better at improv, and also just like we're practicing, like we're growing together as a party, like we're all getting better and better at role play and like at having fun at the table, which is really fun. So like I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I would say all the guests also that we've had on this show so far, it's been really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to know that we're like friends with some of these people that when we started the pod, we were like, oh, we
were so cool.
They're so cool. Yeah. We'll never be like them or whatever, you know, not like,
now
not really.
Now we're like friends. We're like FaceTiming.
Yeah. Now we're like in group chats and we're like, hey, I want to virtually hang out.
Yeah.
We have a whole list of people to see when we go to LA because that's where everybody lives, apparently.
Yeah.
We're holding it down in Texas, though.
Yeah, not us. You won't get us. You won't get us.
Because somebody's got to hold it down here.
And somebody's got to camp at the Ren Faire. And if y'all want to camp at the Ren Faire, you got to come to us.
Or tell us you want more videos. I guess the other major goalpost is like getting more into video content. We've like kind of dipped our toes. It's just like a setup that we understand the amount of work that it takes. So like we understand the amount of work it takes and to do it well. So we dabble in it in a way that's still doable for us. But ideally it'd be like the Patreon's growing and we can make this more of a full-time thing, which would mean way more video content.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. But like Ren
Faire. Get your friend and tell them to subscribe to the Patreon right now. So we'll double our subscribers.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like finding those other parts of our life that are so similar to like this D&D campaign. Like we're so into Ren Faire that I feel like it just goes hand in hand that people enjoy watching as well. Finding that. And then, I don't know, maybe playing a guest session that's fully recorded and you can actually see us play. Because I feel like you've never seen us play.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of work and a lot of space on our silly little iPhones that we all have a million videos on.
Oh,
what else we got?
Addy K says, can Body Knock make his body rock?
That's a great question.
That's a question from episode 30.
That'll already be out.
Not anymore.
He can make his body rock off a cliff.
Body Knock hit those body rocks.
Hey, yo.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, killed him.
Sorry. Not sorry.
And even if for some ungodly reason that this went out before that episode, would not be a spoiler.
All the other questions we have answered, I think, in the Discord. And then somebody asked for confirmed heights of the characters. You just gotta feel it out. Oh, unless y'all were
gonna... I think I do have one, technically. Let's see. Pretty sure he's under 4 foot.
I think they said you were 3.
Sawyer's like 4 foot something.
Yeah, I think I was like 3'9".
Yeah.
I'm like not that much smaller than you, but I am a few inches.
I'm hobbit height.
Esta is 6 feet and counting.
Imagine Samwise Gamgee in your
head. She's only 15. She's still growing.
Jesus. No
she's
concept.
She's a growing girl. Yeah. So is Sawyer. That's why she's eating all those weenies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 3'9" is good for Beans. He needs to be smaller than a hobbit.
Yeah.
But like his siblings are like Esta size.
His siblings are beefy and big.
Have we talked about how old Beans is? Didn't we like say that he's a little younger?
That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't know. In my head, he's more like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I may be way off, but does Sawyer have a crush on Beans? Who was that? Actually, I want to say.
The amount of people. Hey, you guys are really trying to make something happen because we have Besta. We have somebody used to really ship Esta and Beans. It might have been multiple of you. I don't remember.
Was it Beans Protector?
Beans Protector, who are you?
Beans Protector.
We haven't seen you in a while.
Beans Protector,
I saw Beans Protector the other day pop up in the Discord and say something.
Okay.
But like Beans Protector used to. Hey, I get it. Sometimes it gets away from you and you have about seven weeks of episodes to get through, like with NADPOD. Jesus Christ, I got 5 episodes behind and it's taken me weeks to get back.
Row.
You might just be getting Lily's love for me through Sawyer.
Yeah, Lily has a crush on
Don't tell her.
Sawyer thinks boys are gross and Beans is unfortunately included in that. Yeah, Olivia and I are in love, so that could be it.
Lily's in love with me.
Oh, unrequited.
Isn't that your favorite? I thought you liked that.
Unfortunately, I do. I love pining. I love yearning. I love longing.
I'm just trying to give you what you like, you know?
God damn. I got
Sorry.
okay, I'm bricked up. I love you. Thank you, Campbell.
Lily
and I have something to announce. Hey,
one person made you bricked up and the other person didn't, so.
No, wait.
No, please tell me I get you bricked up.
You do. I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, but is it because of Olivia?
No, I'm so bricked. It's all for you.
No, I don't believe you.
No, it's weird.
Campbell and I have something very important to announce. Oh, God.
Jeez.
Okay.
Get a room, you two.
Those are all the Q's and A's. Consider your odd.
Got weird the second time. Whoop! Ah! Hey.
Wahoo!
Honestly? Wahoo!
What? I feel like this was a weird episode. I feel like there's weird energy. That's kind of how some sleepover nights are, though.
Hey,
I thought the energy was fine.
I thought it was fine, too. So I guess we'll have to take this off camera to talk about.
Okay, so next time you see us, we're going to do Baja Blast flavors.
Yeah.
How would we? I don't even know if they make them.
Let's get on eBay.
I bet they're seasonal.
Get on eBay and let's find. I'll get on eBay and I'll find every single Baja Blast flavor.
I actually believe that you possess that skill.
Buy every Baja
Soda Emporium. Baja Blast Point Break Punch. You can get that. It's very beautiful. It's pink.
Ooh. A very beautiful Baja Blast.
But it is $17 for 12 cans.
Worth it.
Hey. Subscribe. Are you at the $5 tier? Pump it up to 10.
For just an extra $5 a month, you can help us afford Baja Blast Point Break Punch.
Blast of Baja soda flavored liquid concentrate. But it says lemon pound cake. Is it lemon pound cake flip? Sorry. I feel like I've taken you behind the scenes. I feel like I've taken you behind the scenes at Disney in it.
No, I did not need to see that.
For $1,250, you can get the full.
Oh, that's what we need.
Oh.
Yeah, we got gold. We got flash. We got mango gem. We got punch. We got major melon.
For $1,000?
$1,250.
We can make that happen.
So what is that? Do 50 people have to? Wait, no.
No, we're not going to spend that. No,
25 people or I'm so bad at math.
We're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
We are responsible with our money and are investing it back into the podcast. Oh,
now that's actually true.
That's actually so true.
That's actually true.
Ooh, Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot.
Okay, we're going to order
these. Oh, anyway. No, we're not.
Yeah, we're going to order these and we'll be back.
We'll go to It's Sugar and just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got all the gummies.
We got to do a jelly bean taste test.
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys want to have a pillow fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to win this time though.
Yeah. Yeah. But where I'm standing is base. It's base where I'm standing. Okay. So you can't hit me when I'm on base.
Oh really?
But I can hit you from my base.
Also, the floor is lava. And if you jump on the floor, you die.
Let's put a pillowcase over her head.
Okay.
Over Olivia?
I can hear you guys.
Go.
Okay, bye.